Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with Miss Molly. She goes by Miss Molly Knows. She's a psychic medium. She's a tarot card reader. She's a finder of lost items. And we'll talk more about that later. Molly, welcome back to the show.
I can't believe I'm back again.
I can, because you're amazing. And I've had several people ask for you to come back because they're like, listen, we need some predictions. And I said, okay. And they said, please bring Molly back. And I said, okay, I can also do that. So I told you before we started recording, I was like, can you pull some cards for us? And we're just going to do some predictions. And guys, yeah, we're going to do as positive a spin on this as possible. And she's also a psychic medium, so she can use her intuitive thoughts. And then I can also maybe chime in and tell you my thoughts. So Miss Molly, take the wheel here.
All right. So it's funny because, you know, you and I, like I said, you and I have done quite a few of these. This is probably maybe my third prediction episode maybe with you.
Yeah.
And last two I did with you, both of them, when I was finished, I said to my husband, that was weird what I said.
Yeah. And they both came true.
I sound like a nut.
Yeah.
However,
yes,
we've seen it actually happen. And I remember all of the things I talked about saying, wow, I feel strange saying these things. And yet here we are.
Yes.
So I laid the cards out ahead of time and I meditated over them, shuffled all that good stuff.
Okay.
And I did them month by month. I'm not sure how far out you want to go, but I have all the way through December.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay, and I'll just do them as quickly as I can each month, and then you can ask questions as we go.
Okay, great.
All right, so the first cards I got for March, I'm starting with March, are the Chariot, the Two of Pentacles, the Five of Cups, and the Seven of Wands.
Okay.
So with that combination here, the Chariot's usually about focusing on the future, looking ahead, not looking behind. That's obvious. We know that everybody thinks, you know, some people are lamenting the past and some people are cheering the past, whatever you want to do. But that's not where we are right now. And this to me is a warning. Stop saying, oh, we should have this or we should have that or I wish we would. Look, the bell has been rung. We cannot unring the bell.
Right.
So we have to move forward and focus on the future. What are we going to do? Mm. So we have the Two of Pentacles, the Five of Cups, and the Seven of Wands. So the Two of Pentacles is, pentacles generally are about money, finance, career, that kind of thing. I definitely think the warning is in place, and I think we all know this anyways.
Yeah.
Be careful about your finances right now. Definitely make sure that you have a little socked away just for a rainy day in case you get some surprises, because as we know, and this isn't necessarily a prediction, but it's also showing in the cards, things are changing quickly and some of us are not prepared. So this is all about a be prepared kind of feeling of just assume, and I hate to say this, that it's going to get worse, but assume that it's okay if it doesn't. And we're going to find out in a minute.
Right.
But just assume that you're ready. You know, what do they say? An ounce of prevention is worth its weight in gold. That's really true.
Exactly. And I was going to say something real quick. And I did make a video about this on my TikTok. Guys, we have been doing this. My husband and I have been doing this for years. Freeze your credit. It's simple. Yes. It's easy. Go to Experian. Go to TransUnion. Go to Equifax. You can do it all online. You can call them too, whatever is easiest for you. And it's very easy. And what it does is it freezes your credit. You can't even get out a loan unless you unfreeze it, or they call it thawing your credit for like 24 hours. So,
And you can even have a PIN that you can call and unfreeze it if you need to. Yeah.
And that's how they do it. Yeah. So, and that, you know, it's kept us from having fraud and all the other things. So, and it's, like I said, it's free. So keep going, girl.
We're super vulnerable right now.
Yeah,
so, okay. So then, and funny, we have the Five of Cups and the Wands. So the Five of Cups is about sort of crying over spilt milk, really. I mean, on the card, you see a woman looking at three of the cups laying on their side to spill, but there's two cups behind her still upright. So I don't want any of us to be focusing on, oh, I wish I would have done or whatever.
Right.
This, again, that's, it's all about stop with the regret. That doesn't matter. But the Seven of Wands, wands are manifestation. And I feel like the Seven of Wands, like you feel like you're fighting a battle you're not really fighting, or you're being talked about and you're not really being talked about. So there's this perception of feeling like there's something you don't know. And honestly, usually I say that's not the case, but in this case, yes. There's a lot we don't know.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to say is, what I'm hearing right now is, and I've said this before, I've said this so many times, distraction.
Mm.
The more outrageous of a thing that you see happening, and it doesn't just have to be our administration, anywhere in the world, the more outrageous there's something else going on. Mm. They're trying to divert our attention. So be sure not to get caught up in the crazy hand signals and the horrible rhetoric and all these things that people are doing. And, you know, oh, we're opening this case and we're opening this file.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter right now, because the truth is there's other things going on. And I think we all need to be careful about ourselves. And I'm not saying we shouldn't care about other people, absolutely, but we need to also be aware of where we're vulnerable, what our vulnerable points are. So that's just a generalized message for March.
Okay.
Now, what I see happening in March is we are going to see, you know, unfortunately, a lot of unemployment, which we already see happening. And that's, again, I can't really say it's a psychic prediction.
Yeah.
But I will also say, though, that people are going to start setting the example more. And we're already starting to see this. And people are saying, why isn't anybody doing anything? We're going to see it from surprising places.
Yes.
We're not going to see it from the people that we think can make a difference. But we are going to start hearing people that are very vocal, and we need to listen to them, support them as much as we can. So one thing I've been doing is on any of the social media, and I don't care which one you use, anytime I see somebody that's in any of these DEI type of categories, a woman, an artist, LGBTQIA, you know, whatever you are, I'm following you.
Right.
Because you know what? The algorithms are ruined, so I don't care anymore. I'm following you. If you are positive, if you are upbeat, if you are trying to help, I am following you. And I encourage you all to do the same on social media.
Right.
Flood social media with positivity. Even if you see things you agree with that are hateful or angry, do not like and share. Please do not.
Right, right. You know, it's funny you say that, because I've been trying to share a lot of things on TikTok that might reach the people that maybe wouldn't be reaching if they had gone with the way I voted or whatever, right? And some of it's suppressed and some of it's not. But I'm hoping that a lot of people understand that I'm just trying to do it for the better good. And regardless of, literally, guys, regardless of who you voted for, it that's done. Just like Molly said, that's a done thing now. And you know what? We're all in this together, and we all need to be uplifting to each other and positive. I think if you spread the positivity, you can only get it back. And after a while, the force will win, right? I mean,
it's so funny you said that, because the next card into April is the Ten of Wands, which is the beating the dead horse card, I call it. You know, it's like pretty much, it's over. The warrior is tired. It's done. It doesn't want to continue. It's burned out. And a lot of us are feeling this way. Like, wow, after all of this, now we're here. Now it's not what we thought.
Right.
Or maybe it is what you thought. And it feels like, again, stop talking about that, because then we get the Eight of Pentacles, the Lovers, and the Seven of Cups for March. Mm. And so Eights and Pentacles. Eights are about action. Pentacles, again, finance, career, those sorts of things, stability in the home. And I feel like this is definitely a time that if you're concerned about your investments, you may want to move them around. I'm not going to give any advice because I don't want to get in any trouble.
Right.
But definitely look at your investments very carefully. What are you invest in? And I'm going to say, look at what is growing, whether you like it or not. And we all know that AI is the big right now.
Exactly. And I was going to say one more thing, because my husband's a CPA, so he knows all about this investing stuff. Guys, if you're young enough and you've got investments, let's say just in the stock market or through Vanguard or whatever, and that's kind of what we do, if you're in it for the long haul, this will not affect you. Okay, this is not going to affect you. Eventually, maybe if this continues and we don't have a way out of some kind of totalitarian government, and that's pretty much where we're going, guys. I'm sorry, that's just where we're going. Then that's different, yeah. And I hope that that's not, because that's not good for any of us, guys. That's not good for any of us. That's just not the best thing. And
it looks that way, but it isn't. It's kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, it looks better than it is. But I'm going to say also on that note, you know, you may want to move things around. I mean, it really depends on the vehicle that you're in. And again, I'm not an accountant. You know more about it than I probably do. But what I was going to say is just be conscientious of what you're investing in, and maybe invest in some of these little companies, or even go into Patreon or somewhere else.
Yeah, especially if you're new at it. Especially if you're new at it and you want something, you know, AI, just like Molly said, is really big right now. So, and look at, you know, heck, look at who Congress is following and who they're investing. Okay, because they're all insider trading anyway, right?
Right, and that's the thing, though. We also have the Lovers and the Seven of Cups. So the Lovers is about partnerships, and the Seven of Cups is about a lot of different possibilities could happen. It's just like a wild mixed bag at this point. Yeah. And I do think we are going to see increasingly crazy, 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 because they're not telling us everything. We are going to see some other big changes that are going to come up in the next month or two I'm going to talk about. But really for April, I really believe this is about just checking on your finances, making sure things are in place, making sure any paperwork. And the other thing I was going to tell you is I'm hearing read the details, read the small print. Guys, yes. You're going to be getting things in your emails that are going to be like, you know, those agreements you get from banks, yes, and things like that saying, we've, yes, just updated, blah, 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 blah. Make, yes, sure you read it. I know they're boring. I know they look like a standard. They are going to be planting things in there that will affect you.
Wow. But that's the thing, guys. You know, just like Molly said, for sure, watch your spending, save some money, put some, sock some money in your drawer. Okay. Some cash, mm-hmm, for now, yes, you know, maybe even a month's worth, whatever. If the lights go out or something, I don't even know, you know, like if we have some kind of grid issue, I'm not saying that's going to happen because we're trying to keep this positive because, guys, right, astrologically, March is a freaking mess. It is a freaking nightmare. And you know what? It's like the 2020 of March of 2020, from what I understand. It's, yes, kind of reminiscent of that. And you know what happened then? We had COVID-19. Yeah. So
it isn't the worst time if you want to go buy yourself some big piece of jewelry and, yeah, invest and hide it. You, right, might want to.
Yeah. Well, you know, anything that's an investment, like we have rental properties. So, you know, any kind of property is good to invest in. It's not great to buy a house right now, though. So it's just a matter of time before the interest rates come down. Guys, I'm here to be positive. And I know that good will win for all of us. Regardless of how you feel about any of this, good will eventually win. This is something that I think is a grand awakening, and I think it is a catalyst for good change. And I think all of this horrible things that are going on in my mind and in Molly's head, maybe not in yours, but all of these things that are happening are for the better good. I really do.
There's always two sides to the coin, and it's funny because I feel like you're looking at my cards because the next card is the Tower.
Oh, yeah.
And that's for May, and that's my birthday month.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Tower is about everything falling down and starting again. You know, everything's crumbling, everything's being changed, you know, and it's not always a bad thing. I always tell people that the Tower is, to me, a good thing, because in order to change, things do have to break,
right,
down. Things do have to hurt a little bit sometimes. Think about a tattoo. It hurts.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
the end result is a piece of art. And I feel like it is going to be painful for people right now, especially in our country. But I do think it's also just like COVID was horrible, but it also taught us how much we loved each other and wanted to be around each other. And this,
right,
distance thing is a bummer. You know, like we didn't realize we got so used to everybody living everywhere. And when we were only dependent on that, it was different than when we could physically go visit people. So it's kind of the same thing. This is sort of waking everyone up like, hey, maybe you didn't care about politics before. Maybe you didn't care about, you know, the environment before. Maybe you didn't care about, you know, senior services and things like this or FEMA or any of those things because it didn't affect you.
Right.
But now everyone except for
millionaires
and up,
yeah,
are being affected.
It really truly is. And that's why we wanted to talk about this, guys, just because, and not to preach to anybody, not to say, oh, our way's the highway. No. It's just to say it's scary out here now. You guys are feeling it too. All of us are feeling it. It's not just, oh, the Republicans are feeling it, or the Democrats are feeling it, or the Libertarians, or the Independent. All of us, all of America. And we've got countries pissed off at us now.
Right.
So that's never good.
Thing.
Yeah.
It is not a partisan thing.
No.
Because honestly, I don't believe that any party is happy with this representation. I'm just saying.
I think it is the majority are not very happy. And I have to agree. And like I said, I want only good change. And sometimes you have to go through the bad. So keep going. I know you're now on May.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. And interestingly, the next card is the King of Pentacles, which is, again, you know, Pentacles is finance, money, all this. It keeps coming up.
Yeah.
And I think it's just reminding us that we are going to see the King, so to speak, doing crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And he's generally very authoritarian, very, it's my way or the highway.
Yeah.
You're going to do it this way. This is how it's going to be. But that's not true. I don't know if you see, they're flooding media with all this horrible, crazy stuff. But there's other things that they're doing. And so it's kind of like, you know, they say throw it against the wall and see what sticks. It's kind of like that. They're taking,
right,
a big handful of spaghetti,
yeah,
throwing at the wall, whatever the public jumps on, they're like, woo, we'll run with that. And then all the other great stuff they're doing that we wouldn't be okay with, they're doing in the background. So,
yeah. Or when we're sleeping at night and we wake, yeah, up to a whole different kind of government.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the Knight of Cups then shows up. And a knight is usually like a change of energy. And Cups is about love, relationships, and partnerships. And then we get the Justice of Major Arcana, which,
okay,
is interesting, which is of the 11 energy. So, mm, it's on the right path. So I feel like by May, people are going to start coming into the reality of what's happening, because I think a lot of people are in denial also.
Okay.
And they're going to start being more organized about how we're going to deal with this. And we're already kind of seeing it. I've seen scheduled protests and scheduled things people are doing, like don't buy this on this day and don't shop there on that day. And those things, you know, they do help to an extent.
Yeah.
But I really think it's understanding that your community is the most important thing. The people that live around you. Yes. If you don't know them, get to know them.
Yeah.
And if you don't like them, then fine, stay away from them. But know who your neighbors are. It's important. That. And that's what I'm hearing is know your neighbors.
Community. Yes.
Yeah.
Because guys, you know, like I said, we're trying to put some positive spins on these because I do think there's some good things coming out of this, just like I said. And I told Molly, I said, we got to go positive because guys, I know we've talked about this before, but guys, we truly love all of you. We love you guys, and we're doing this because of our love for humankind. We really are, for everybody, and our country. And so please don't misunderstand this as a one-sided thing. We have to all come together and be bipartisan with all of this. So keep going. Now we're in June, right?
Yeah, and I wanted also to point out, too, okay. The other thing that I got was, and I know people feel like I'm singling out a particular party. It's hard not to because they are in charge, right?
Right.
I mean, again, I'm not saying who I like and don't like. It doesn't matter at this point. But the point being is, stop with that, you guys. That's not the right attitude. And here's what I have to say. I don't care if it was Betty White doing this.
Yeah.
It's not okay. Yeah. I don't care if it was Mr. Rogers. It's not okay.
Right.
Okay. So that's what you got to get through your head. I don't care if you like the person you voted for. Do some research before you start mouthing off, because you will be affected. I hate to say it, if you don't pay attention.
Yeah. Well, farmers are being affected now that may have voted the other way, the way that I didn't vote. And people,
park rangers.
Yes, park rangers. Guys, they're wanting to drill on our parks, our national parks. They're trying to do that. They're trying to do away with antidepressants and put people in some kind of wellness farms. I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless.
Yeah, sure they are. Wellness farms. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Here's a bar of soap. Go take a gas shower. Enjoy that. Yeah, that's where we're going, guys. I don't mean to be frightening, but it would be irresponsible of me to not stress how serious this is, you guys.
Yes.
And don't go, oh, in 4 years, it's going to be better. We may not get 4 years to be better. It may not happen that way. It may be 40 years of this type of administration with the way things are going. So all I can say is, again, look out for you, set the example, get to know your community and your neighbors, who you can and can't trust, and be sure and be careful about what you say.
Right.
Okay.
And I think also the collective consciousness can and will change outcomes, guys, no matter what we do, right? Good or bad. So if we stay positive and love people you don't like, you know, you don't have to hang out with them, but send good vibes to everybody. I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody in this nation. I don't care who you are. I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. But I do.
Don't waste that energy. No. Don't waste it on those things.
Because that's feeding into the negativity of other things. But I do want justice for everyone.
I was going to say, don't ever get in your head you're going to change someone's mind. How easy is it to change your mind? I mean, you're not going to change somebody's ideology. All you can do is suggest, you know, hey, I get you like that. You think it's great. Please research it. Have you researched it? And that's all you got to say is please research what you're talking about.
And Molly, that's the whole reason I do this podcast, is just to spread awareness. Guys, you know, who knew how a funeral director worked until I told you about it? You know, if you didn't know, you know, and so you open your mind up to, oh, that's how it works. So if you can open up your mind to everything, and you know what? Not everything we say is going to resonate with you. Not everybody that listens to my podcast believes in tarot cards. I don't know. But if you don't, this isn't the podcast for you. But if you do and you want to keep an open mind and just listen to our point of view for now, not because we're right, it's just because of what she's seeing in the cards.
Right. And honestly, the cards are just a tool. It doesn't really matter if I have cards or not. I could probably focus in and give you a lot of the same information. It's just they make it a little easier for me. It's like if I want a hammer, you know, a hammer works better than taking a, you know, back of a shoe, but it still will work. So
nice. Okay. Good analogy. No, with also a guideline too, I would think,
It gives me some timelines and so forth. Mm-hmm. So moving on to June, Major Arcana, the Wheel of Fortune. So excited to see that. That means that karma is going to start coming around. So I feel like in June, we're going to see some of this start getting under control.
Okay.
Seven of Pentacles. It just feels like we're starting to get some help from the outside, I'll say. Nice. And when I say the outside, it's the unseen. It is going to also involve some celebration. We are going to see some wins. for the everyday man, as long as we understand that we have more power than we realize. And I do feel like we are going to start seeing more UFO and UAP stuff coming up. And that's going to not only be a distraction, but it's going to change the entire game.
Wow. Oh, see, I love that. I want to hear all about the aliens. You guys know me.
Yeah, remember that first or second time we did this?
Yeah.
I did talk about it. Remember I said to you, I feel weird saying this. And even when I got done with that, I said, I sound like a wackadoo. And sure enough, a few months later, they had that news conference about UAPs and UFOs. And
every single thing we talked about the aliens, it came true. And there's some other things in both of your, I think every single prediction you had, you would text me and go, do you remember when we talked about this? And I'm like, oh, and I go back and I'm like, oh my God, you said that. And so guys, it's crazy how spot on you are. So keep going, girl.
Yeah. So I think that's when Dr. Stephen Greer, he's really terrific. He's one good person to watch. He's really like knows a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
I do not believe that he's Black Ops. I do not believe that he's a phony. He is working with the current administration. I do feel like from what I'm seeing here, they are going to manipulate this, just like they did with the drone thing not too long ago, to appear we're being attacked, to draw attention away from this crazy world thing they're doing, which they're trying to join all the dictators together. So they're going to show us that. And honestly, I do believe they're going to start showing themselves more. And I think the way they're going to show themselves is not necessarily in the sky. Mm. They are going to start revealing themselves as, hey, I'm your neighbor. Hey, I work in the government. Hey, I'm the person driving your bus.
Wow.
I think they're going to start coming out of the woodwork, almost like you'd think if someone said, hey, by the way, I'm a vampire. I think, again, I know it sounds cuckoo, but I think it's happening.
I mean, Molly, I'm going to start saying this about just everyday life. Anything is possible.
Exactly. It's happening.
It's insane.
That is true. If you believe in manifestation, you know, whatever reality you choose to believe exists, and you're not going to see the reality isn't there. It's just like when you're looking for something and you think it's red and you keep looking, you go, I can't find it. You looked at it 8 times because in your mind it's red. And then you realize, oh crap, the bottle's yellow.
Exactly.
I have done that 1,000 times.
Yes. No, it's so true. And you know, that's another thing, you know, regardless of how you feel about any of the government stuff, as we've told you many times, we want only the good to come out for everyone. So, you know, so if you say, oh, I want immigration, I do too. But let's do it in a humane way. I want the banks to be better regulated. Yeah, me too. Or, you know, we're all on the same page here. This is not like us against you anymore. This is about let's all just have this wonderful community. Like Molly's saying, get to know your neighbors, get to know everyone around you. So that if crap starts hitting the fan, you've got a neighbor. You've got somebody that might have a generator if the power goes out. Or you have somebody that might be able to spare you a couple bucks because you didn't maybe plan, but you know them.
Yeah. So again, we got to care for each other. This is where we are. Getting into July.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So Five of Wands. There's going to be some battles coming up.
Uh-oh.
Five of Wands. So July, it's going to get a little cray. We're going to see some cray. God, I hate doing this. How can I say this without freaking everybody out? There's going to be some attacks on the homeland, I believe.
Okay. All right.
And I would say the best bet for the summer is kind of, you might not want to do the large, we would call super spreader things.
Right.
Think about places where people internationally gather, like amusement parks.
Yes.
Specific concerts or you know, like Vegas, things like that. Just think about it. Just be like, if you get a weird feeling, no.
Exactly.
Maybe not go.
Intuition, what a great way to start that, because using your intuition, because guys, we would say this anyway.
For all around the world. I'm just saying, like, you know, and we do see a Two of Wands, which is kind of stepping through a gateway to something new. So I think that, unfortunately, because that really shakes everything up here, you know, because you know how it was when 9/11 happened. It's like everybody went, whoa, wait. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. It's a big wake up. And then we get the Five of Pentacles, which is always, you know, fives are conflict and huge changes. Mm. Again, finance, it definitely obviously will affect finance anytime we're in a war or any type of thing like that. But I want to go ahead and jump into August, because I feel like July and August sort of blend together here from what I'm seeing. Because we have the Five of Pentacles and then the Five of Swords. And so the Five of Swords is, again, this sort of trying to get away with something, trying to hide something. Sort of like, I'm doing it my way, too bad. If you don't like it, this is how it's going to be. And we really are going to see the true dictatorship at that point. Mm. However, I see an ace, which makes me so happy.
Okay, good.
Ace of Wands, which is a blessing from spirit, manifestation, really going to make things happen. So I feel like by the end of the summer, we are going to start seeing the fight back through the government. We're going to start seeing things being pulled back, handled. And it may be revealed that one of the leaders is no longer with us or is no longer capable, we'll say. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's going to change. Everything's going to get rearranged. I see a Ten of Pentacles, which is actually very positive. I feel like people will start figuring out alternative ways to survive and to do better and actually might even thrive in a situation. It's just a matter of changing our attitude, changing the outlook, as I said, on the very first month, and saying, what else can I do? What other things can I do? And believe me, there's a lot. Yes. When people lose their job, oh, what am I going to do? It doesn't matter. Already done, moving forward. What's next? What's next? What will bring you money? Now, I also want to say I'm hearing cash. We may lose the ability to use cash.
Okay.
Coming up in the fall, more actually I'm thinking winter, they're going to start making noises, and I think they already are, about we're going all cashless society.
Okay.
Sounds great. It's not great. They're tracking every penny you make and do. So what's going to happen is this is where the revolution shows up, and this is where the community shows up. Okay. We start trading.
Oh.
Everybody starts trading. We're going to go back to a trade society. Mm. I like that, actually.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of trade, as you know.
Yes.
So that was August, September. So then we get into November. We got the Queen of Swords. She's standing up for herself. She's sticking up for herself. She's like, I'm not going to take this anymore. We've got the Queen of Pentacles next to the Queen of Swords. Wow. She's like, fuck off. I am taking control of my finances now. I'm not putting up with this. We have the Page of Cups. It's a message of, look, we love each other in this nation. We are not going to hate each other anymore. We're tired of this. Nice. We're all humans. We all bleed red. We all have bones.
Yes.
We are not doing this. And Four of Swords is like we're finally taking a break and a breath, going, okay, this is a little better under control now. So right before the new year, I feel like it's still going to be crazy, but we're all going to start feeling like things might be getting better. Things are starting to feel in control more. We're starting to say, okay, now I can do this. Like we're getting instruction, what we can do to make it better.
Oh, nice.
I'm excited for this.
Well, I'm hoping,
High Priestess, yeah. Empress, Queen of Wands. My God, glowing up like crazy.
Oh, nice. Nice. Because I was hoping that by the end of the year, maybe we can turn this around to where everyone benefits and everyone has a say-so. They could have a say-so in their own lives and they have their farms back. And they have their jobs back. And as much as possible, the economy gets better. And we go back to, do you maybe even see a new election?
Right. And this is the crazy thing. So in the last 2 months of the year, we've got all the queens but one. The only queen missing is of wands, which makes sense. Oh, wait, no, there she is. I got all the queens in this layout. So women, this is your call.
Okay.
Or feminine energy, this is your call.
Right.
By December, we see the High Priestess, intuition, trusting yourselves, the Empress glowing up. Expansion. Yeah. Queen of Wands. She's like going to make stuff happen. She's not going to fool around anymore. And Page of Pentacles, a message of better finance.
Wow.
So,
okay. Wow.
End of the year is going to end pretty well. But yeah, the middle of the year, and it's going to get gross.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny how things get worse before they get better. And I think that's what we're doing. And guys, we want everyone to benefit from any government we're in. Everyone, you know, and we want everybody to be heard. I want everybody to tell me, regardless of what side you're on, what you're concerned about, because I care,
right.
You know?
And I want to know quickly here, I'm going to pull a couple cards to the general, just for the world, not just because we talked a lot about politics, and I don't want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
But for the world, we got the Fool and the Nine of Swords. So the Fool is about an open energy, anything goes. This is about adventure. But I feel like the other message is, this isn't the only game in town. There's like 196 countries in the world.
Yes.
If you're unhappy here or you feel the urge to go, this is the time. Unfortunately, we know that a lot of people are afraid of air travel, but there's a lot of other ways to get around. You know, I live on a boat. Right now I'm on a different boat than usual, but think about getting out, seeing the world, meeting different cultures, getting to know other people. This is what this is all. This is the underlying theme of everything that's happening right now is we are all the same. You've said it a trillion times.
Yeah.
I've said it. In the 70s, it was a resounding cry. You know, we're all joined together. We are. So with that Fool and then the Nine of Swords is sort of this anxiety card, like people are awake at night. That's what we need to understand. We are all alike. Now, you're going, well, what about these people that are doing these crazy things? Another theory I have, it's a wild one, is they aren't humans.
Really?
What did I say? They're going to reveal. I personally believe, and I've said it, and I know people roll their eyes at me, but, you know, as a human, how many of us feel comfortable forcing other people to do without in an egregious way? How many of us think it's okay for, you know, people to get fired from their jobs? You know, but none of us like what's happening here. None of us would sleep at night. Yet, here's all these other people that seem to think it's perfectly okay, and it doesn't bother them at all. I don't think they're humans. If you really look, there's certain things about their faces and their attitudes and their demeanor and the way that they talk. And again, the lack of empathy, that I don't understand. Humans have empathy naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, guys, listen, we're just talking now and she's just kind of making her own intuition thing here, but I'm not saying anybody's an alien. I'm not saying it's not. All I'm saying is, you know, there's so much disclosure going on now and you never know. Maybe they're the catalyst going, hey, we're just here to help. I know you don't like us, but we're just here to help you.
So, well, and the truth is our government did need a revamp. There was a lot. It doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum of, you know, right or left. It's been a mess. And there has been a lot of fraud and there has been a lot of scams. And that's not incorrect. That is true. It needs to be revamped. It's just the way they're going about it is really hard. You know, it's difficult. We're shaking things up. It's one thing to, you know, open a can of pop. It's going to shake the can of pop and then open it, right?
Exactly. And I was going to say to my listeners, Molly also does Finder of Lost Items. So Molly, let's switch gears here. This is such an amazing gift you have. Also, you do automatic drawing, which I think is amazing. Tell everybody what you do with the Finder of Lost Items.
So Finder of Lost Items, we've been calling it the hashtag Foli, F-O-L-I, Finder of Lost Items, is something I didn't know I could do. It is sort of like remote viewing. I call it reverse psychometry. So in psychometry, you hold an item or you touch an item, like a picture or a piece of jewelry or something like that, and you give the person the impressions you get from that. So you're giving them a biography of that item.
Nice.
I kind of do the opposite. You're giving me the biography of the item. You're telling me what it looks like and what it means to you. And then I'm finding it.
And you go live and do this for people. And I am blown away of your generosity for helping people because they will literally find the item on live.
I know. That's been happening a lot lately. And I don't go on that much anymore.
I know. So now you do automatic drawing. Tell people, because you do double fisted, like you do it with both hands. Tell people about that.
So that was another one of those weird things I discovered during a live stream. I actually had seen somebody drawing with two hands before somewhere, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And I brought it up during the live. Mm-hmm. I was just doing drawings, and I said, oh, I wonder if I could do that.
Yeah.
Well, I knew as soon as that came out of my mouth, I was going to have to try it.
Yeah.
And I did, and it was successful. And actually, I've even used it sometimes when I am doing Foley on occasion. And I started doing two-handed, and now it's to the point where I have a hard time doing it one-handed.
Well, I think it's incredible because what a great way to integrate both of those, you know, Finder of Lost Items and being able to automatic draw. That is incredible. And why not? They're both tools of divination, aren't they?
Right. And then the funny part was, I don't know if you were on the last two lives ago, I think, or something. I had another challenge and I tried it and I haven't heard anything back. That doesn't mean she didn't get it.
Right.
Somebody asked me for their cell phone passcode of their deceased brother.
Oh, wow.
And so I focused in and I immediately said, did he have a dog with a 6-letter name? And she said, yes, Graham. And I said, okay, that's the first thing I saw. So she said, wow. And then I saw some other things and I told her, I haven't heard back. I'm kind of curious.
Yes.
But it does raise some ethical issues too, because I don't really know that that's her phone. You know what I mean? And I don't really want to give people passcodes into people's phones. So don't start asking me that, you guys.
Yeah, right. Well, it also says a lot about you that you want to stay ethical and you want to stay true to your work and not give anybody an impression that you're doing anything nefarious, because you're not.
No. And honestly, it's really, like I said, just to help people. And the biggest thing for me is, you said, you know, I don't charge. No, I don't. Because how do you charge for something if you don't know for sure if they're going to be able to have the result that they want?
Right.
So I always ask people to post testimonials. I have a ton of them, you guys.
Yes.
I went through them the other day, Leslie. I have about, I think it's like 70 recorded ones.
Oh my gosh.
Testimonials and probably at least 200, you know, written letters from people. So it's not like it's just a chance thing. I got it here and I got it there.
No.
I mean, it's been going. Yeah.
Don't you think the more you do it though, the better you get at it too?
I think so, partially because I'm more confident.
Yes. Yes. It's like writing or anything else. The more you do it, the better you get. I love your energy. You know how much I love you. And I'll hop on your lives. You guys, she's so lovely to me. She'll say, follow Leslie. She's a great, you know, podcaster, and she's got books and she's got home decor. And you're just so sweet. And I love you dearly. And all my listeners love you. And they're so happy when you're here. And guys, I'm going to let her say her closing, you know, with this whole prediction thing. But guys, just remember, and I've said this many times during this podcast, I love everyone and I love every human. And I'm telling you, I've learned so much, especially with doing this podcast, how much each and every one of you mean to me, that you listen to me, that you review my podcast, all the things. But please know, this was not to sway anyone our way or any of that. Please know, you know, I'm going to tell you how I feel. Sometimes I can't get around that. But just know, I love each and every one of you, and I love your support. I would never, ever do anything or say anything purposely to upset you. So I'm going to let Molly give you her closing words.
Right. And just to add on to that, I would just say, just broadly research. Don't only look at one news source. Like, when I hear things, I don't just look at MSNBC. I don't just look at that. I'll look at the other things, too, or find a news source that you know is pretty neutral, or a foreign news source, because our news sources are definitely being a little bit slanted. So I definitely would say look at many, many places.
Right, like BBC, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Closing, you can find me. My website is missmollyknows.com or missmollyknows@yahoo.com. On my lives is when I do my Finder of Lost Items. You can also pre-send me a notification that you would like me to help you find something at finderoflostitems@yahoo.com.
Nice.
If you follow me on social media, I will definitely post when I'm going to be doing lives. And if you've already sent me something, I will have that information available to me and have already reviewed your case.
Nice.
Or you can just show up. Again, no charge. And I also do things like tarot and oracle reading, private mediumship, scrying, writing, drawing, all those things. So look, check out my website, contact me. I will definitely get back to you.
Absolutely. And you're amazing. And you have gained so many followers. People love you. And so do I. And thank you again, girl, for being on the podcast. You're just amazing.
Thank you.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.